Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Well, we can see him now, John Davidson. Well, you can hear him now anyway, unless you have a technical ability that I don't know about to actually see what's going on the radio. John Davidson, welcome to WGN. How are you?
Thank you for the great build-up, man. You're good at this. Yes, the dimples are still there, but they're creases now. And I hope I haven't based a career on dimples, but maybe I have. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. Nice build-up.
I've been cheating. I've been watching these YouTube videos. Another question I have is, since the pandemic began, lots of people have not gotten a haircut, but it looks like you haven't gotten one since, like, 1993. I don't know.
No. Smarty pants. I just got my haircut three days ago. Yeah, it's shorter probably than you've seen in the pictures, but I don't know. I guess my hair grows very fast. Yeah, I would have to keep my hair the same. It grows about a quarter inch a week. It's amazing, and it just keeps growing. Even though I'm going to be 80 in December.
What?
But my hair doesn't know that. It doesn't know that it has to slow down. I'm like an albino chia pet. It just keeps growing out of my head. Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. And a problem that I'm sure many people over the age of 42 wish they had, you know. So that's a very good thing. So tell me about club. I have a lot to ask you about. Tell me about Club Sandwich.
Well, it's so nice of you to ask. Thanks. I live in New Hampshire, in the Lakes region of New Hampshire. I grew up in New England. I lived in New England until I was like 14, in West Bridgewater, outside of Brockton, Mass. And so I like the New England thing. I like the trees. I like the people. I like the New England stuff. Mm-hmm. And so after I, my career has kind of quieted down now. When I was hosting Hollywood Squares and hosting That's Incredible and sitting in for Carson and doing all the TV and film, I lived in California. And then I started touring I did a national tour for a year playing the wizard in Wicked, got back to my Broadway roots. And then I played Captain Hook and Charles Frohman in Finding Neverland, the story about Peter Pan. But I realized that when I do those Broadway tours, I can live anywhere and just get on the plane and go do those dates. We found this great old farmhouse that had been redone in Sandwich, New Hampshire. And about more than four years ago, when I bought the house, I had my eye on a barn in downtown Sandwich. I thought, boy, that would be a great place to do my dream of having a small venue, a musical venue. And so I'm calling it Club Sandwich, which I think is fairly clever.
Yes.
And I'm presenting other performers. It's not just I who will be singing there. I'm singing actually every Friday and Saturday. Just did a show last night. But I'll be singing every Friday and Saturday through the end of October. Then we shut down for the winter. But I'm presenting guest artists Wednesday nights and Thursday nights, starting this next week. It's some local, some New England performers, but also some people from national tours and things. It seems like a lot of people, just like I, it didn't work last year. You know, we have a lot of entertainers, of course, because of COVID, and now everybody's dying to get out. And fortunately, I'm. My Wednesdays and Thursday nights are booked all the way through the end of October. So it's going great.
That's great. How do people learn more about it? Should they be in the area? And more people are traveling across the United States than ever before. So that's actually very possible.
Well, at WGN, I mean, you I'm so proud to be on WGN, by the way. Thank you for having me back. I've been on it several times recently. Maybe you reach people who might be coming this way. The way to get tickets for Club Sandwich is to go to johndavidson.com. like so many theaters and musical venues, we do all our ticketing online. So we don't actually have a telephone in the club. It's crazy. But yeah, people buy their tickets online for my guest performers or for me. And it's all done online. And my show the weekend shows were sold out. Next week, is, I think, also sold out. But the weekend after, you see, we only have 40 seats. It's very intimate. And the 40 seats fill up pretty quickly.
I imagine.
Yeah, I hope people will come by.
And I've seen the video. I mean, some of those seats, you're sitting on sofas, you're sitting, it's like being in a living room and having John Davidson and others perform right to you, and that's got to be the coolest thing in the world. When we come back from a break, I want to talk to you, John, about what I learned from you about being a talk show host. And we will do that. Yeah, we'll do that next on WGN. Big Dale's Other World, WGN. We're talking with John Davidson. And you know what? If you don't remember or don't know, in the 1970s, no entertainer, I don't think, was more ubiquitous, from game shows to his own talk show at one point in time to variety shows. You name the variety show, and there were many of them back then. He was on it. And of course, Love Boat, because I think everyone then, it might have been a law, had to do Love Boat. So at the point in time you hosted, John, your own talk show, you made your guest, and this sounds so easy to do, but you made your guest clearly seem so comfortable. You know, I've talked about this before. I knew Lucille Ball, and I know how it was to interview her. And at times, she was tough, you know, a tough, but not for you. She felt so comfortable. And that's the other question. So two questions rolled up in one. People coming back to see these things because they're available on YouTube, and you probably barely remember some of the things that people watched yesterday.
Well, I can't remember half the stuff. The lady walked up to me a couple days ago and said, "Were you a Beach Boy?" And I said, maybe. I've done so many things. I'm a Swiss Army knife. Other performers are maybe just a blade or a one-pronged thing. I'm a pitchfork or a Swiss Army knife. So I've always set out to do it all, to have this very wide career. My talk show, when I took over from Mike Douglas during the daytime, or when I sat in for Johnny Carson, a lot of nights sat in for Johnny Carson on the Tonight Show. I think the trick is letting your guests know, which you've obviously done very well with me, that you really like them and care about them, and that you're not going to make them feel dumb or stupid, and that you really want to that you really like them, that you want to be friends with them, and you want them to open up to you. My problem on the talk show, and it happened several times, where there were stars who didn't want to play the game. When you go on a talk show, you have to be willing to play the game openly and give of yourself. And most entertainers, most actors do that well. I would suppose that an Al Pacino or a Robert De Niro would not be quite as good at doing that than as Charo is. Yes. So you hope that the guest will be open. And, you know, Merv Griffin, they used to have a phrase that said, "Merv makes the stars shine."
Yeah.
And he did. He had a way of, because he sat on the edge of his chair and was just fascinated by everything they had to say. And you do that. And I think that's the key, is really just, I'm in awe of so many celebrities that I've interviewed, that I was a very shy kid, and so I have to take on the persona. I consider, when I play John Davidson, which I consider a character, it's me. I'm not saying it's phony, but I become John Davidson. My wife says, "You're becoming John Davidson now, aren't you?" And I get in the mood for that. For example, I met Burt Reynolds. I had Burt Reynolds on the Hollywood Squares, and I I couldn't even talk to Burt Reynolds was so cool in his prime, and I thought, man, this he's a man's man, he's a ladies' man, he's just a great guy, and I just could almost not talk to him. And I had a boat back then, and Burt Reynolds said to me, you know, Johnny, I know you have a boat there. I'd like to go out on the boat with you. And I said, Burt, let me be honest with you. I don't think I could handle you coming on the boat with me. I'm in awe of you so much. And I think that you're just an awesome guy. And that would not be the most relaxing thing to do. And, I'm just a guy. You know.
Did it happen?
No. I felt that I would be. When I met Tom Selleck back in the 07, we did Battle of the Network Stars together. You know, Selleck always was and still is just a great guy, feet on the ground, and just very honest with himself and just a cool guy. And so I suppose, you know, I get a lot of crushes on all the women I've worked with, Karen Valentine, Joan Van Ark, Leslie M. Warren in the Walt Disney musicals. That I've played opposite, I usually get a little crush on them. And I get a different kind of a crush on a lot of guys that I work with. It's not a sexual thing, of course not. But, I mean, you know. So I think I'm in awe of so many people. I usually find something to admire about everyone I meet.
Did you and Selleck actually participate in a game show called Battle of the Dimpled Stars?
Yeah, I was on That's Incredible at the time with Fran Tarkenton and Kathy Lee Crosby. And Selleck was either doing Hawaii 5-0 or he just left it or going on to movies, whatever. But we were both representing ABC. And maybe he wasn't ABC. Anyway, I met him at the Battle of the Network Stars.
Okay, not Battle of the Dimpled Stars. That would be a different show. But I think good idea.
No, drop it. No, it's nothing there.
Nothing there. Okay, so let me ask you about Hollywood Squares or the Hollywood Museum Squares. Tell me about that.
Well, it was a crazy idea that these guys had out in Hollywood and of putting together a version on Zoom because of COVID.
Uh-huh.
Let's do Hollywood Squares, Hollywood Museum Squares. And I think they got a deal with the Hollywood Museum. So Peter Marshall, who was, of course, the first award-winning host of the Squares, I was a guest when Peter Marshall hosted. I sat next to Paul Lynn and Karen Valentine and all. And then I got to host. I was the second host for 3 or 4 years in the 80s. And then, of course, Tom Bergeron, who hosts everything, the Battle of the Dogs of Mississippi or whatever. Tom Bergeron was the third host, and
yeah,
he was great. So it's a proven format, but we were able to do a version on Zoom with some very funny people. So when you go out to Hollywood, you got to go to the Hollywood Museum and see the Hollywood Museum Squares. And it was I was really proud to be a part of that.
Are you a host or are you in one of the squares or maybe both?
No, I hosted it. I hosted it.
Mm-hmm.
I had Gilbert Gottfried. Oh, man, amazing characters. I better not start naming names because I can't remember all the other people, but a bunch of very famous people that everybody would know.
Yeah, and by the way, of course, like every interview we do, it'll be podcast at WGNradio.com. So give our producer a couple of hours to do that. And then as a part of that, there will be a URL, which is too long to say on the radio. It goes on and on and on, where you can click on that URL and sign up to watch Hollywood Museum Squares, which benefits the Hollywood Museum. So when you did the original Hollywood Squares, give me a memory or two, if you can, of something that might have occurred that was particularly funny.
When I was making The Happiest Millionaire and One and Only Genuine Original Family Band at the Disney Studio, those are the two musical films that I made and played opposite Leslie Ann Warren. In in Family Band, there was a guy named Wally Cox, who used to be Mr. Peepers years ago.
Yep.
And I said, Wally, what have you been doing? He said, well, I'm doing this little game show that Peter Marshall's hosting called The Hollywood Squares. So that's where I first heard about it. I went down, and I signed up to do it because I thought, well, this is a nice exposure to be on a game show 5 days a week. And that time it was with Wally Cox and Rose Marie and George Gobel and Charlie Weaver. And, of course, it was Paul Lynde in the Center Square. And then I got to host it later after that. You know that the answers were always written for the stars. They gave us jokes to say, but you don't know what the setup is. In the 70s, my manager talked me into doing a centerfold for Cosmopolitan magazine. It wasn't naked. I was wearing a towel. I was the follow up to Burt Reynolds was the first, and I was the second.
Uh huh.
So I brought this centerfold in and showed it to Paul Lynde on the Hollywood Squares, and he said, well, you should have been the ambassador to underdeveloped country. Yeah. And, you know, they wrote that for him, but it's the way he says
of course.
It makes it so, so funny. It was a stupid thing that I did. I should never have done a centerfold, but anyway, it was silly.
So to check out Club Sandwich, to check out what John Davidson is doing now, it's a pretty simple website. John, give us that website again.
Well, it's my name, johndavidson.com.
I think I can even remember that. I am grateful. I meant what I said. I mean, as a talk show host, yes, Carson or your own show, you did exactly what you just explained. I mean, you made people feel comfortable, and it's a learning lesson for people who do what I do. So thank you so much. And for all the years of entertainment, and I hope folks go to WGNradio.com. We will then have the URL when we have the podcast with you in it, and people can link to that or click on that. It's a link that'll be there. John Davidson, thank you so very much.
Thanks for having me on WGN. You guys do an incredible amount of entertainment, and all the time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.